We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am not one of the arbiters of these things. I am someone who loves baseball, but I wouldn't put myself in the same category as someone like Shakia Taylor. She is legit baseball historian. Like, people call her up and they're like, can you do a study on hiring in baseball? People want to see what she thinks about the game. And I am lucky to call her one of my friends. So I thought that we'd reach out. She joins me now on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You can follow Shakia on Twitter. At CurlyFro is where you can find her. Hey, Shake.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate you hanging out with us on the Twitch as well. I want to start by talking with you about Minnie Minoso. Mm-hmm. What do people need to know about Minnie Minoso and his argument to be a Hall of Famer?
The first point I'm going to make is he should have been in, obviously. Second, Minnie Minoso, he did a lot for the White Sox. I would even say for a while, people would even have considered him like sort of a mascot, if you will. One of his nicknames was Mr. White Sox. But three gold gloves, he finished fourth in AL MVP voting four times. His career spans across three decades. No one else in the history of Major League Baseball has a 30-year career. No one. He's the first Afro-Latino player in MLB history. Like, I could go on. I believe his entire career was what? He was attached to the game for a good 70 years. That's a significant time. He's in the Mexican Baseball Hall of Fame. He won a Negro League World Series. Like, do I need to go on?
Apparently you do. Because for some reason, he's not in there. And the crazy part about it is, there's more than a legitimate baseball argument for Minnie Minoso to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, the numbers actually speak to it. And in an era where now we do seem to value players getting on base, this was a guy that got on base. His career on base percentage is like .390. So, and that's over a 20-year career that spanned over like 30 years. So to me, it's really easy to make the baseball argument, but what about the cultural argument about the importance that he's had on expanding the game to different places? He's still, Shake, like, that's the crazy thing for me. His name still carries weight at 35th and Shields now in 2021.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's considered the Latino Jackie Robinson, and that's tremendous. That's huge. Today's Cuban players, they revere him. I think the cultural argument is, to me, the greatest one, because people use the baseball argument to kind of, you know, downplay his career. Well, part of his time was in the Negro Leagues. So what? Still baseball. It still counts. He was still amazing. But also, there are fans who say, I am a baseball fan. I am a White Sox fan because of Minnie Minoso. He embedded himself in the community here. He grew the game. I don't think there's any leg for the argument he shouldn't be in to stand on from either perspective.
I'm with you on that. And I know that you had this great event where you raised a whole bunch of money for some little leaguers from Chicago to send them to the Negro League Museum out in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And we got to meet Minnie's son. And that was a blast. And I'm curious if he shared with you just what he felt like his father meant to the game.
First, Charlie, I believe, just had a birthday. So happy birthday, Charlie Minoso, if you're listening. It was an honor to meet Charlie. I was not aware that he was even going to come. I thought it was the most incredible thing that, you know, he and his partner took time out of their day to come hang out with us, have a beer with us. And I tried not to talk about his dad too much, mm-hmm. because I understand that for us, it's like, these are legends. But to him, it's like, he was my dad, you know. But I did ask in a separate conversation at a later date, you know, about Hall of Fame things. And, of course, everyone, including the family, felt he should have been in. I know there was some stories that Minnie was like, if I'm not in while I'm alive, you know, then maybe it don't matter that much. I don't know how true that is, but I think it would be an honor for him, and I think it's what he deserves, and I think his family deserves to know that the rest of us view him in such a way that, you know, he sacrificed his body for the game. If you really, really want to think about how many times he was hit by pitches and things of that nature. So I think hopefully Charlie and the rest of the fam would be honored, you know, that they would be happy that we're finally catching up to what they already knew.
To me, and we're talking with Shakia Taylor, she's a baseball historian, she's an incredible writer, she knows the game, and I love talking baseball with her. Dick Allen not being in the Hall of Fame to me is a crime. Like, it's a straight up like crime against baseball. I want to just give people an idea of this guy's credentials. 7-time All-Star, MVP Rookie of the Year, okay? If we start looking at the numbers, 351 home runs. He had a season where he led baseball in total bases, his Rookie of the Year season, with 352. He's a career 912 OPS. And as I was saying in the intro, if you're around 850 and you've played a long time and Dick Allen played for 15 years, that's usually a ticket into the Hall of Fame. On top of that, he's one of baseball's greatest characters, like one of the more interesting people that's ever been in the game. I don't understand why Dick Allen's not in the Hall of Fame either.
You know, the rumor mill says that Dick Allen's not in the Hall of Fame because of baseball writers. He was considered controversial, rebellious. Some people viewed him as polarizing, but like when you start to dig into Dick Allen's legacy, I even wrote in 2018 about the underappreciated legacy of Dick Allen. Is he was one of baseball's heaviest hitters. He also was a soul singer. People don't know that Dick Allen used to croon a little bit. he's super interesting as not only a player, but a person. I think a lot of the bad press he got was, look at what he had to deal with. This is a man who has to deal with people calling him by a name that he didn't want to be called. Even today, people will still slip up and refer to him as Richie. And those of us who know better are like, wait a minute, hold up. He didn't like that. Don't do that. Don't disrespect him like that. He contributed so much, and he felt underappreciated. He felt it. He dealt with, you know, people throwing things onto the field. And I don't know, dude was just, he was badass to me. Can I say that?
Like, sure.
He was the man, and that heavy bat. I don't understand how you could look at Dick Allen's numbers and be like, he doesn't belong. And I just think it really boiled down to a lot of people didn't like his attitude.
And that's a troubling thing. And then if you look at it from different contexts and maybe with a little bit of time, you might understand the person more. And when it comes to these museums, and I know that at the end of the day, we're talking about an actual museum and what belongs in a museum. I think you're really good at connecting the game to the vibe. And to me, both of these men, they represent not just great players, play. Like, to me, that's in that. There's no disputing what Mini Minoso and Dick Allen provided from an actual baseball standpoint. But there's also something to the idea of adding vibe to the Hall of Fame, and that there should be players who are important and have character. If they have the actual baseball credentials to go along with it, that adds something to the experience of the Hall of Fame overall.
Absolutely. I think no disrespect to any of my friends who are voters, but I think the Hall of Fame voting system is kind of archaic. I think it relies on a lot of old thought. I think it relies very heavily on whatever tradition means to whomever the voter is. And it also is an extremely limited perspective group. If you look at, the Baseball Writers Association of America, it's not exactly the most diverse group of people in the world. It's not, there's not a ton of women, there's not a ton of people of color, and I think those things matter. I think when you start to contextualize someone's career, you can't just look at numbers. You can't just look at, how does this person fall on the baseball nerdery scale? Because let's be clear, most baseball people are in fact gigantic nerds. And sometimes they just miss the things, and that's okay. Like, we all have our faults, we all have our shortcomings, but we should start to consider, not just numbers, but cultural relevance. And when someone has both of those things and someone is important, maybe you put your geekiness to the side, A lot of African Americans, what do we say, for the culture? Mm-hmm. Maybe, baseball voters should consider the culture every now and again.
I always appreciate when you bring some culture to the show. Is there anything that you, because look, I know I should have asked you this before I brought you on. I know that sometimes you be working on like secret stuff and stuff that you can't tell me that you're doing until it's out and it's amazing. Is there anything that you are working on that you want to point people to?
Well, I am working on stuff. I can say what it is. It's just not out yet. So I have a piece coming out very soon for Victory Journal. It'll surprise everyone in that it is not about baseball.
Nice.
It's about an artist, a folk artist, and how his art characterized sport. So be on the lookout for that. I will share it. I also am writing an essay for the Baseball Perspectives Annual this year. So that is, something that people have to purchase. They don't post those essays online, but I would say if you can pre-order the Baseball Perspectives Annual, jump on it. I'm actually writing the Cleveland essay though, but a good friend of mine is writing the White Sox one. So obviously be on the lookout for that. If you haven't read what I wrote for Global Sport Matters on managers of color, mainly Black managers, I have that posted. I think it's an important piece. I think it'll hang out for a long time in conversation just based on the managerial openings right now. That's it, I think, so far.
Yes, there's other stuff, but we won't say until we can say what the other stuff is. Shakia Taylor, you are a real blessing. I love your friendship, and I'm so happy that we get an opportunity every now and again to talk about baseball.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
That is Shakia Taylor. She is, if you're not following her on Twitter, @CurlyFro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.